USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday amid a firestorm from both sides of the aisle about remarks he made while he was standing next to the Russian President Vladimir Putin following their one-on-one meeting in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Also yesterday, the president said he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He also had more to say in an interview last night on Fox News.
I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. Getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
House Republican Martha Roby wins a runoff election in Alabama yesterday, the one-time critic of President Trump, easily defeating former Democratic congressman turned Trump supporter Bobby Bright. In 2016, Roby had said then-Republican nominee Trump should step aside after the Access Hollywood tape was released in which Trump was making comments about touching women. But since 2016's election, Roby's been a very strong supporter of Trump's policies, and he did endorse her in the runoff race. Former President Barack Obama speaks in South Africa at an event marking what would have been the 100th birthday of civil rights icon Nelson Mandela, and in his remarks he criticizes modern politics.
Politicians have always lied, but it used to be if you caught them lying, they'd be like, oh man. Now they just keep on lying.
He never mentioned President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Mexico is now considering legalizing drugs in its fight against violent crime. The country's new president-elect, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, giving the upcoming interior minister the word to explore whatever it takes to bring peace back to Mexico. The new government also wants to reform its justice system with offers of amnesty and reduced sentences. López Obrador has invited Pope Francis to join the discussion. The pontiff, though, has yet to respond. The country has seen more than 200,000 murders, many of them connected to the drug trade since 2006. A group of former Ohio State University wrestlers is now suing the university, claiming it ignored allegations of sexual abuse against a former team doctor. The four wrestlers say university coaches and administrators were repeatedly told about accusations against Richard Strauss, who died in 2005. The suit claims the abuse wasn't limited to the wrestling team, but happened to male athletes in 14 different sports. In April, the university admitted that it opened an investigation into the accusations. And racing star Danica Patrick will be the first woman to host the ESPYs tonight, the 26th annual award show for the year in sports, which airs actually on ABC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.